Welcome to Home Buying 101 with Francisco Gonzalez. Here today with me is Jose Cedecenes from My Home Group. Jose, tell us, who is Jose Cedecenes?
Of course. Well, obviously, my name is Jose Cedecenes. I work for My Home Group. I've been with My Home Group for 5 years. I'm a family man. I have my wife and 2 kids. You know, I like to spend a lot of time with my kids. Right now, I'm coaching my daughter's soccer team, so we've been busy with that. And I love helping people buy their homes.
So you said you've been in there 5 years, so you started in 2018?
Correct.
So what did you do before real estate?
I work for AutoZone. I worked for AutoZone about 15 years total. So yeah, I oversaw the 15 locations. That was my last position with them. I did that for about 8 years. And then I was in the manager position for five years prior to that. So I've been on the retail side of the business for a while.
That's awesome. And what got you into real estate?
You know, the first couple that helped us was a husband and wife. The husband was a realtor and the wife was the lender. And we kind of got intrigued about the whole process and the way they help us out, right? They're still a good friend of us. And after that, you know, I kind of really wanted to get involved into the real estate. I ended up doing flips. You know, I started buying homes and doing that. And then little by little, you know, helping people, because I started helping people buy their home through the flips that I was selling. Like, you know what, I kind of like this part of the process. I like being able to help people buy their own homes and the whole aspect of the real estate. So me and my wife decided to jump into real estate, the two of us. You know, we took a little bit of time to get things going. But now, you know, for the last 5 years, we've been doing it.
Husband and wife team.
Yes, it is.
So I'm saying, what does the market look like today?
All right. So the market right now, this is numbers for December, right? So the median sold price is $412,000. Okay. Now the listing price is $429,000. So you see like a $70,000 reduction for the most part. Days on the market is 71. And then the active listings on December was 18,988. So the surprising thing is that now on this month in January, numbers have moved quite significantly. Obviously today is the last day of the month. So we will get the report of how everything ended. But so far we have 15,000 active listings. So that's a drop of $3,000. We got really busy on this month. 3,000 properties, I'm sorry, yes. So we dropped quite significantly. So it's getting a little bit busier. We've been seeing more people in the market. Coming soon, we have about 560. We used to have very little coming soon. Now we've been seeing more coming soon coming up. Listing pendings right now, we have about 88,000 total listing pendings. And dates on the market have dropped to 62. We used to be roughly about 71 in December. Now it's 62. So we've been seeing a little more activity compared to December. And even December, you know, was a little more busier than November. So it started to pick up a little bit.
So I know that I've felt it. I've talked to a couple of people the last couple of days. The market's getting hotter. Everything's moving, starting to move again. Are we still in a buyer's market today?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So how long do you think we'll probably still be in a buyer's market?
Well, no one can tell you for sure. If things continue moving on the way we are, I mean, maybe 3 to 4 months. But again, things can change from 1 month to the next, right? So
no one's got a crystal ball.
No. And if someone tells you that, no.
Of course. Not possible. Okay. So with what you said, at 412 is the sold price, correct?
That's correct.
So 412 with our sold price. Let's go over to our lender of the week so they can give us some numbers on what that would look like on a monthly payment-wise.
Hi, guys. Denise Edicetis here from Nova Home Loans. I hope this new year has treated you well. I've been asked to give you some payment estimates on the median sales price right now in this current market. So we'll get right into it. So purchase price will be $412. With this scenario, I've used a 700 credit score with 5% down. The current rate with this scenario would be approximately 5.875. So your principal and interest payment would only be $2,355. Now, if we combine it with our 2-1 buy-down program, remember, this is where the seller prepays your interest, right? So we would be 2% less than current market, right? So we would be at a 3.875. The monthly principal and interest payment on that would be $1,872. If we switch over programs and go to an FHA loan, we'd be at a $412,000 purchase price, 3.5% down. With a 700 credit score, you're looking at an interest rate of about 5.75. The monthly payment for principal and interest would be approximately $200, $324. If we combine it with their 2-1 buy-down program, your interest rate would be a 3.75 and your principal and interest payment would be approximately $1,844. Now, keep in mind that with all the payment scenarios I just went over, they are subject to market change. The rate is subject to market. And we also have to add your taxes and insurance. So please give me a call. All the payments I went over are below rent value. So stop paying someone else's mortgage. Give me a call. I would love to go over your options. My number is 623-326-2345. Thank you.
So thank you, Denise, for that information. So Jose, with this being Home Buying 101, we've already talked about the pre-qual process. We've talked about the buyer's consultation previously. So I wanted to have you come on today and talk to us kind of just the home search process, like where people go to start the home search or how they start the home search. So now that I'm pre-qualified, you kind of already know where I want to be, what I'm looking for a home. How do we start the home search process?
Of course. So the first step, right after you get the pre-qualification, you're going to talk to your realtor. And on that first talk with them, you probably already spoke with them in the past, but you were waiting for the pre-qual to know your purchase power. But once you have that, you're able to talk to him about, or her, about where you want to live, right? So, hey, I want to move to Avondale, and then how many bedrooms, how many baths, and anything that is important for you. So that's going to be the first step. So your realtor is going to make a search for those properties and start looking for you for that. Once you have a list of properties, like what I do in my particular case, I send that listing to my clients and let them know, look, this is everything that is available based on the criteria that we spoke about. And then I set up an appointment with them to go look at those properties. Obviously, I like them to select the best ones that they like, you know, so they get to choose, hey, you know, I like this three. So we put a lot of emphasis on going on those houses that they like the most. We have a big list, for an instance, but we try to emphasize on that.
And how do you send them those lists?
Okay. So my website, I have a website and a system. So automatically I set up the search on my website and I'm able to send that to them right away.
And it goes directly to their email?
That's correct. It goes directly to the email. And the nice thing about my website is roughly about 10 minutes to 20 minutes delay compared to Armless. So you get all the most active listing activations. I have clients who receive an email from me at 3 o'clock in the morning because that's when the new listing come up, you know, so they get the most out of date immediately.
That's awesome. So now that you're sending them that list and it's updating, I'm guessing you're able to add to that list whenever, let's say, like for example, they tell you, hey, let's go from only doing Tolson Avondale to Tolson Avondale Goodyear. So that list will automatically update and it's the same. They pretty much go to the same spot, always see this list, either expanding or kind of decreasing, just depending on what they want as their search criteria.
That's correct. Well, actually, there's two things to it, right? So I have my search that I created for them, and I can change it at any given minute, and it takes me about 2 minutes. And you're right. If they say, hey, Jose, send me now to Mesa. So I know I'll send them properties on Mesa or Tempe or Avondale, Goodyear, you name it. So I can make that quick change in 2 minutes. But also, I have an application that we built for my clients. So automatically I send them that application to as well. And it's pretty user-friendly and they can play with the application. They can look at homes in there. They can search everywhere so they don't have to wait for me. Or they can just send me a quick text and I can change it. So it's nice. We have those two features for my clients.
That's awesome. And then let me ask you this. Why shouldn't clients use Redfin, Zillow, Trulli, all those, Realtor.com, those websites to do their home search?
A couple of things. No, those searches are sometimes like a month late. I seen clients who send me a property from Redfin or Zillow, and then when I looked at them, they're actually already pending, you know, so it's not the most up-to-date data, and that's one of the biggest issues that we have. And some of the reports and some of the numbers is not accurate neither, because they get information about monthly payments, and then it doesn't even equate to what the actually payment is going to be, and every case is different, right? So we're able to tailor it better to the client instead of using that. Again, I do tell people, look, if you want to look at them on Zillow and Redfin, just send it to me so I can confirm that that's a property. But if I have the list and send it to you, most likely if that property is active, you're going to see it on my search. If it's not on my search, two reasons. Either it's not active anymore, which happens a lot, or it's outside of the criteria that we spoke about. And at that time, I can notify it.
Okay. So I will tell you this. I remember when my brother was looking for a home in 2020, something that just kind of cracked me up was, we would look at the homes. I found the homes on Zillow, Redfin, and all those websites just because we kind of just decided on the whim, hey, let's buy a house. So we went from, let's look for these listings on Redfin and those websites. And then I reached out to our realtor the next day and kind of got going from there. But one thing that was funny was, like you said, like I sent her three properties Thursday night to Friday morning. So Friday morning, she's like, hey, number one is not accepting any more offers. Number two already is off the market. And number three actually just hit the market. The moment you saw it, you probably saw it right when it hit the market. So, of course, we sent her a couple more listings. But the funny thing is the first house we went to look at, it was the pictures and what we went to see were nothing there. It was night and day. It was like pretty much they got a Photoshop brush and went like this and pretty much changed the pictures from what they honestly looked like to what the house looked like. And then the second house, of course, it was pretty accurate. But then the third house also, like, it looked like it was a nice house. And then when you got there, the rooms were smaller. There's a lot of detail when it comes to like looking at the kitchen. And it was just like, there was a lot of things where like the shelving wasn't placed right. And then the stove on the kitchen was cracked. So does that happen a lot, especially now with the market, how before it was selling quick where you'd show up to a listing and it just wasn't as accurate as it looked like online?
It's potentially, it could happen due to the fact that obviously someone takes a picture and they're going to take a picture to try to make the house the best possible, right? So they're going to make it on the right angle, making sure everything looks nice, fresh. So it can have a different vibe. But I noticed the opposite too. So I told clients all the time, look, if you see a house that they kind of fix the box, let's look at it. We've seen properties just like that. You know, you go in and wow, it doesn't look like nothing like it. Quite the opposite. We don't like it. And vice versa though, you see the pictures and like, oh, we don't know what we're going to get into. And then we go into the house and like, wow, it looks better than what is on the pictures. So what I tell people all the time is, look, if it fits the box, you know, it kind of like the area, the criteria that we're looking for, it's worth a try. Let's go look at it. Maybe it is the right one. Maybe it's not. And it's hard to see on a picture how big the room is, you know. But once you're there, you're able to know if it's going to fit for you or not.
Yeah, it was weird because, like, the two out of the three we went to, and honestly, like, after we saw the first one, I got really discouraged just because I was like, if this is how houses are going to be, that we're seeing a house that looks a lot better in the pictures. It's like, do we want to continue this house search?
Well, about 80% to 85% of the homes, what you see on the pictures will be what you see in the house. You know, it's going to be some who are going to look way better and some who are not. But for the most part, you're going to find exactly what you saw.
So when it comes to home search, I know that a lot of people's criteria is the number of bedrooms, the number of garages, the number of square footage. But you guys also provide when it comes to school information too, correct?
That's correct. A lot of the clients, that's what they ask me for. Hey, you know, I'm moving with my family. What schools are going to be for my kids? What area in this area, right? So I'm able to provide that information. The school district as well, so they can make a decision. Because that's important for a lot of people, right? Where their kids are going to go to school. So, yes.
Okay. And then also, for example, you have the information of what your HOA is going to look like, what taxes are going to look like.
Correct.
When it comes to purchasing that home. Right?
Correct. All that information will be provided. I typically print out a sheet with all the information for all the homes that we're going to take a look at it, and I pinpoint all those details to them so they can see, look, this property has this, taxes, HOA. It comes with a fridge. It comes with a stove. It comes with different things, right? So they're able to see that from house to house that we're going to look at.
And then when I know there's random pockets in the Maricopa County for flood. When do you, I guess, can you find that information out before when you're looking through the list of properties, or when you kind of find out?
Correct.
If a house is in a flood area.
Correct. We can find out about the flood area. It's more common on land. When we're looking, when I'm helping a client with land, we obviously look at the flood map to see if it's going to be something like that. But yeah, absolutely. I have access to all of that. So I can provide to you a look on this. Is a high probability of a flood. Again, it's more common in the outskirts, obviously. And when we buy land, that's very important. That's one of the first things you want to look at, because are you able to build on this land, right? If you're going to build and buy it for that reason. But we can also look at homes as well.
Sure. And then when it comes to a lot of houses now with technology and everything, you're starting to see a lot more listings with solar panels. Can you talk about a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. So it's very important if you want to buy a property with solar panels to get the right information. First is if it's going to be a lease or it's going to be a purchase, right? So are they buying the panels or are they leasing the panels? And get the documentation from that. very simple. You get that documentation from the listing agent. They should be able to provide that. And they go able to see what's the monthly payment they're paying for that, how many years they have left. So pretty much, if you're the client, you're going to buy the property, you're picking up that lease agreement the way it is written. There's no changes to it, right? So if it still has 15 years left and you're paying $200, then your buyer will pick it up just like that. So it's important to know. Another detail that I get from my clients is the bills information. So how much money are they paying on electricity? So they're able to compare if they're paying $100 on solar and $100 on electricity still, so that's a $200 bill. And I try to get the information prior to the lease agreement. So if I can get bills prior to it and you can compare, okay, so they used to pay $300 a month on electricity. Now they're paying $200 between $100 and $100. Then that's good. You're making a savings. I've seen some leases where it doesn't make sense. You know, it's a little higher, more expensive. So at that time, I provide that information. Look, this is what you're getting into it. You know, this it might not be the most convenient for you. Or look, hey, you're saving money. It's a good deal. So it's important to get all that information. And you can get all of that prior to getting the contract. You should be getting all those documents and all that information so you can do a very educated decision whether that's going to be the house to buy.
And let me ask you this, have you seen anyone ever either request or have you ever been able to just say, hey, if we're going to buy this house, we'd like you to pay off either the lease or the loan?
Everything is negotiable on a purchase. So whenever you buy a house, you could do that. In some cases, it's possible, and I've seen it happening. It's not the most common thing, to be honest with you. But yes, it's something that it could be worked on if it's something that we can do, yeah.
So what's the average price sometimes you see, or is it always different to see on either sort of lease or the loan people carry on?
It varies. You know, it really varies a lot. I can really give you an exact number because it depends on how many panels they got. It depends on the home, the way that the house is sitting, if the layout of the home and the roof mainly, right? So how many panels were they able to fit up there? It depends. And also, a lot of the times when someone goes to get a lease, it's going to be based on their necessities, right? And based on their electricity needs. And it can change from the current owner to the new owner, you know? So it's hard to say.
And let me ask you this, like, and I know everyone's a little different, but on average, especially now, just that everything has, like, slowed down a little bit, on average, how many listings do most people kind of on average see before they find, oh, this is the one for us?
My average has been about 2 weeks. People looking at a property, it takes about 2 weeks. You always have sometimes the ones that take a month. And I have the ones that first day, first house, we get it.
First right? house they walk in, they fall in love.
I have that. But I think the average is about 2 weeks. It's the normal time where you're going to be looking. And if I can, I always like to give the time frame to the clients. Once we approve, you're looking at about 2 weeks to 3 weeks of searching. And then if the contract takes about a month, so realistically, you'll be getting into your house a month and a half after to 2 months. You know, that's kind of like the average where you're stepping into your home.
Well, Jose, let me ask you this. If someone was to want to reach out to you to get more information or to start their home search, where can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. My phone number is 623-262-2679. They can definitely reach me out there. I also have a website. They can start the search in there. It's completely free for my clients and for anybody for that matter. It's josecereceresrealtor.com. They can go there and start looking at homes and see what's available. But again, phone number 623-262-2679. That's probably the best way to get a hold of me.
Okay. Well, thank you for being on the show today. And of course, if you guys have any insurance-related questions or anything that you need me to ask Jose after this, of course, you can reach out to me also through our social medias or through the links in our bio. Thank you for being on the show today, Jose.
Of course, thank you for inviting me.